Glermeth, the old female rat cook of the Blood Gullets, looked up from her stockpot as Ragchin and his group came wandering into the new camp beneath some willows on a stream bank. She challenged them in a harsh voice.
Tell me you've caught fishes or kilt birds, but don't say them scabby old roots is all you've got.
There was a good number of the crew sitting about in groups. They watched in disgust as Ragchin's patrol threw their meagre offering on the wilted heap of vegetation, which was all that had been brought in. Ragchin spat out moodily.
That was all we could find. Ain't nothing much out there.
Glamour flung a few pawfuls of their find into the pot. As steam rose from the boiling mixture, she wrinkled her snout distastefully.
Ew, ransom bulbs. I could tell that stink any place.
Jungo's stomach rumbled aloud. He shrugged.
Smells all right to me. I'd eat anything. I'm hungry.
There was a whoosh of flying metal. The mason chain missed Glamour by a hair's breadth. The missile struck the cauldron, knocking it over. Sizzling steam and cascading hot water extinguished the fire noisily. Viscalongtooth strode through the camp and retrieved his weapon. He stood looking about in the hushed silence which followed his dramatic entrance.
Well, did you think I was dead?
The hag-like Glamour cackled aloud.
I knowed you'd come back, Captain. That's why I kept the crew together for you.
The crew did not know how to respond to the captain's appearance. Every beast kept dutifully silent. The golden fox draped the chain of his mace around Ragchin's neck. He drew the petrified ferret close to him.
I left Magger in charge. Where is he?
Ragchin swallowed hard.
Gone, Captain. Magger's gone. We ain't seen him since those big brown rats attacked.
Viska showed his long fangs in that familiarly dangerous smile. He spoke almost playfully.
Gone, eh? And you thought you'd take his place as leader of the crew? Is that right, shipmate?
Ragchin denied the accusation vehemently.
No, Captain, no! You're the leader. Every beast knows that.
Viska was about to speak when Mordi's distant cry rang out. The golden fox released Ragchin immediately.
That ain't from too far off. Follow me, Buckles, and not a word out of any beast.
Rangval sat by the embers of the fire, staring at the crumpled figure of the vole.
Oquil, me old mate, it looks like you're not the only one who wants to get his paws on that sword.
Mordi placed a footpaw on the boulder that had slain the unfortunate creature.
Rather. Well, that poor fool didn't suffer much, what? I wonder what scallywag did the deed.
Rangval averted his face from the still-smoking remains of the burnt magpie.
Oh, can you imagine any beast wanting to eat that?
Orkwell had been casting about the scene. He wandered off towards some ferns, not too far off.
We think we found tracks here. Some kind of vermin. Oi, this'll be him sure enough.
He reached the fern bed and went into it, stooping.
Oi, this is the murderer. He's been slashing round at these ferns, chopping them always with the sword.
Swooping out of the ferns behind him, the golden fox moved like lightning. Wrapping the mace chain around Orkwell's neck, he crossed his paws and tugged hard, calling aloud.
One move, and I snaps his neck.
Mordi and Rangval froze, the hair maid muttering.
You harm one spike of his head and I'll kill you.
Viska tugged on the wooden mace haft.
You're in no position to give orders, rabbit. Ahoy, crew!
There was a noise behind Rangville. He turned to see a whole crowd of vermin coming over the hill.
No good arguing, Mordi. The fox is holding all the acorns in this game. He's got us for certain.